This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. In the last couple of days, we've looked at the only two mechanisms available to evolutionists to validate their theory, and have been presented with the tiny testimony of the fruit fly. But even if you could demonstrate beneficial mutations, how do you then explain integrated functions and systems in a creature? For example, neo-Darwinists believe that subsequent generations of giraffes mutated beneficially to have longer and longer necks. But it takes a very powerful heart to pump blood up to the full-grown giraffe's brain 18 feet in the air. A thirsty giraffe must lower that head way down to drink water. While the head is down, that powerful heart, now some 8 feet above the head, with one mighty pump, will burst its brain's blood vessels. So, the giraffe needs special arterial valves that can close and regulate blood flow to the brain while it drinks. But now the giraffe sees a lion and raises its head and starts running. With its head raised, the giraffe won't get blood in time and so will quickly black out. Fortunately, the giraffe also has a unique sponge-like tissue just beneath its brain that gently absorbs blood to prevent capillary damage while the head is down, and then gently contracts and squeezes this blood into its brain while the head raises, preventing the giraffe from fainting until blood from the nearest reopened valve reaches the brain. The giraffe needs all of these characteristics at once. If the neck of a newly born giraffe somehow is mutated to be a little longer, that giraffe must also have mutated a stronger heart, an expanding and contracting sponge for the brain, and arterial valves both to and from the brain. And further, all these must have mutated into an integrated, functioning system. The valves close when they should open. The sponge can't contract when it needs to expand. The absence or malfunction of any one of these characteristics, and the animal won't last a day, and so couldn't pass any new characteristics to the next generation of giraffes. So, you must logically conclude that the giraffe's neck is irreducibly complex. It's an all or nothing scenario. Really, all systems and all creatures are irreducibly complex. And it's interesting to me that in a single chapter of Genesis, chapter 1, it's recorded multiple times that plants and animals were designed to reproduce after their own kind. I guess some truths bear repeating. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.